We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Lamed Aleph. We had seen that in the service of Hashem, the Magen Midovna had said, anyone with an iota of intellect understands that Hashem doesn't need us. And that's how we got to that whole discussion. He is whole in his essence. He gave us this service, and it's not because he needs us to shecht an animal this way or that way. He gave us these mitzvot as a path that's good for us. And in truth, a person should, out of this recognition, invest his whole efforts in performing things correctly and be happy when he does and be upset when he doesn't. If a person can only connect to this idea, the en lanu, we're on the sixth line of the second paragraph, the en lanu reshut lefales ota umagala undivotea v'orchotea, and we have no right to try and change, alter, we might even say, to embellish or better the paths, the ways of the Torah, leshanot davar mimena, to change anything in the Torah, o leitchakem ba, or to try to outsmart the Torah, la'arbot b'davar ulme'et b'davar. Let me do this a little bit more, let me do this a little bit less. I'll put on an extra tzitzis. Instead of 8 strings, I'll have 10. Maybe the tefillin on the arm should have 3 parashiyos instead of 4. No. Don't try to outsmart. Don't try to change. And it's hard. It's hard. You ever notice how artists always put their mark? There always has to be their signature. Hashem made it that every person wants to have his mark on things. And there's always this temptation, let me have my mark on Torah. I want to be a Jew my way. Let me be unique. You guys for sure have seen this. There are people who come and they dress different than the whole yeshiva. He wants to connect Hashem in what's right for him. Every few years we have a guy that shows up and a month into his being here, either dresses up all Hasidish or like he's a Rosh Yeshiva with a frock and a Hamburg, and he's trying to find a way to express how strongly he feels. Then you have the people who buy these big yarmulkes to go to sleep with, yarmulkes that come down to their ears, and then you have the people who wear a yarmulke into the shower, and then you have the people that say, I need 3 toothbrushes, 1 fleishik, 1 milchik, 1 parv. There are all kinds of things. It's not funny. It's a person trying to find his expression within the Torah. And the truth is there's room for a person's expression, but it's not there. That's the easy route, to say, let me do things my way. No. If I do things the right way, then within the right way, I will still find what are my strong points and where I can have my expression. Yes?
This is not a natural way for someone that could try to find who you are in this world relation way? It's not natural?
It's a natural tendency to search for my expression. But that doesn't make it legitimate for me to take something that's right and alter it just so there be room for my expression.
I mean, someone that bought the shuva that don't have anything, they were turning back at some point, they buy something.
Right, and it's a big mistake they make to take what's right and alter it just so that they can have their expression. So one guy says, I ate meat today, I won't eat milk till tomorrow. The Talmud tells us there was a pious person who did that. On his level it was right, but other rabbis didn't do that. If I keep trying to take things, what I'm trying to do is find my mark in Judaism. Find your mark, but find your mark within normal Judaism, within you being your strengths, but your strengths within the system. Don't change the system. A person will find expression in time. If he's a good painter, so he'll draw paintings. If he has a nice voice, he'll be a Baal Korei and a Baal Tefillah. If he knows how to organize, he'll organize funds for the poor. different people have different strengths. There's room for every person to make his mark. But within the system, not to alter the system. No one else has a toothbrush that's fleshig, milchik, and parv. No one else has there are a million things. Two fridges, one for fleshig, one for milchik. I just want to be from, I want to make sure. There are all kinds of things. It's very nice, but that's not the system. Yes?
Doesn't the Rambam suggest, maybe not such an extreme, but there's words like, where someone in a place like this, where they're coming from a background where they don't have anything, to go to the opposite extreme so that they can get to the balance?
Right, within the system. But not out of the system. I don't say, there are women here, so I can't daven in this shul. I know it's an Ezra's Nashim, but I want to daven in a shul with no women. You understand? You want to take a few steps away from the cliff. But if you take too many steps, you fall off the other side of the cliff, right?
The examples that you brought, people being very extreme, but you have people like,
fine. Within the system. In Baya. Within the confines of normalcy. I don't mind. A guy wants to wear a huge kippah today. He wants to wear a kippah down to here. I'm not getting involved. That's his business. But for a guy to come to a yeshiva where everyone's wearing a kippah sugah and he's going to grow pace down to here and wear a long black jacket and a hat, you say to yourself, wait a second, but you're in a yeshiva. What'd you come here for? You came here to be different here so that you can express yourself and be different than everyone else. That's not healthy.
So you're saying more it's the whole part
within the system. Within the norms. Yeah. And if I can work within the system, I'll really be a part of the system. But if I'm so focused on finding my self-expression, then the system is serving me. Then I have to, the system will always have to fit into where do I fit in. Where and then that's not the focus. That's going to come to play with time, but it shouldn't be the focus. I don't want to tell you stories, but I can only tell you that the people who worked that way did not end up where they would have wanted to end up. Where they would have wanted to end up. We had a guy here, the guy I'm thinking of with the hat and jacket and the long frock and Hasidish. Last I heard of him, which was about 2-3 years ago, he was with Neturei Karta holding Palestinian flags. That was the last I heard of him. I don't know where he's been the last 2 years. He used to come here and hand out flyers telling everyone why they should be anti-Zionist and fast on Yom HaTzmaut and why they should help the Palestinians recapture the land of Israel.
He came here?
Yeah.
If nothing else, he's got a spine.
I'm saying, if I'm always looking to be different so that everyone will look at me and so that I can have my expression, it doesn't lead to good places. If I'm looking to do what's right, and within that, with time, I'm going to find my niche, that's a different story. But it has to be within the system, and that's what he's saying here. The Ein Lanu Reshut, we don't have permission lefales ota umagaleh netivoteh v'ochoteh. We can't shape it. There's a system there. There's room for me within that system, but I can't alter it to change, to outsmart, to add, to detract. My job is to go with its illumination. And in the light, the illumination of its true wise men who have true tradition from generation to generation. The Torah warns us on this point and says, you go with the way they guide you. The way they tell you the system should work. Don't veer from what they tell you to the right or to the left. And the right and the left are both wrong. You want to be more from than them? Well, what are you doing? You're inventing your own religion. I have this argument every year. Old people, pregnant people, sick people who shouldn't be fasting on certain fast days. And they say, no, for so many years, once a person was fresh after a heart attack and open heart surgery, and he tells me, how long ago were you born? Before you were born, I was fasting Yom Kippur. You're going to tell me not to fast Yom Kippur? So I said to him, Kippur. But why don't you fast the day before Yom Kippur? You're right. You want to fast, no problem. So fast the day early. So he said, what do you mean? I said, look, the Torah tells you when to fast and who should fast. You're not listening about who should fast, so why should you listen about when to fast? You're inventing your own religion. So fast the day earlier, fast the day later, fast whenever you want. It has nothing to do with the Torah. It's your decision. I'm going to fast. The doctors say you're risking your life. The Torah says you shouldn't fast. So who's deciding? You're deciding. So if you're deciding, so make up a day. It has nothing to do with Torah. But we... What?
Your way, I'll worship him his way.
That's what the Torah says. Don't go right, don't go left. He promised me that he'll check again with the doctor, and if the doctor tells him not to, he won't. And I didn't take it beyond it. That's his job. I did call his kids and told them to be on his case, but that's their job. ומצווה עלינו ועל דורותינו להשיב אל כל שואל אשר ישאל אותנו על עילת העבודה, על איזה עניין פרטי ועל איזה מצווה מן המצוות אשר עילתה רחוקם להתקבל על הלב להשיב אמרים אליו. And we have a mitzvah throughout our generations to answer. If people ask us, why are you doing this? And sometimes they'll ask us about a specific mitzvah. And sometimes they'll ask us about something that's very hard to understand. So we have a mitzvah to answer them. Choku me'et Adonenu Yitbarach. You're right, it's a statute. Our master, blessed be he told us, Kema'amal, Zot chukat ha'Torah shel tziva Hashem lemor. The Torah says, this is the statute of the Torah that Hashem commanded. Uva midrash, and the medrash expands, chukah, chakakti, gzera, gazalti, en lecha rashut la'arer achareah. Hashem says, I said so. End of story. You don't have a right to start thinking why. I don't know why. So you don't know why. We'll pick up in 1 second. Excuse me. So the Ma'amid Divna quotes us the medrash rabba. Hashem says, chukah, chakakti, gzera, gazalti, en lecha rashut la'arer achareah. This is the statute I established. This is the decree I made. And you don't have a right to start wondering, hey, why do you say that way? Why do you say that way? This is what I said. Just do it. Kishlemut avoda etzel eved tiach beheder idiyat pu'ulat avoda ki im yeda pu'ulata olay ania et atzmo vizdarez elea. When is the servant really doing true service? When he doesn't understand why. Because if he understands why, so then he's the driving force. If you don't understand why, so then you're doing it because they said so. And I have to tell you, sometimes people don't connect to this, but this is a very important point. And it's a point in your work, and it's a point, those of you who will be in the army, when you're in the army, we all like to understand, and it's legitimate that we want to understand. But we have to know that in a system, you can't always understand. Sometimes there's a discussion, student was dealing drugs. Okay, so the machon has a policy, no nonsense, no drugs, and a person who's doing drugs should get rehabilitation before he comes back. So then students will say, but maybe I shouldn't say, maybe I shouldn't be the one to tell, and maybe, wait a second, if he got someone else to do drugs. But I know he's not going to show anyone else, he doesn't do it with anyone else, no one else is going to know. I have a policy. Is it my job to decide, or is it not my job? It's not. It's Rav Bigun's job. It's Rav Listman's job. It's not my job. So all these calculations you could put before them. But at the end of the day, it's not my job. They're the ones that have to look at the picture and see what's right for all the students and what's the right decision here. And if I make a decision beyond that, I'm going into a realm that's not right. But I want to understand. It's very nice that I want to understand. But I don't. I don't have the big picture. A general tells the soldier, charge left. The soldier's going to say, I don't get it, but I see them there. How do I charge left? You don't get it right. You don't know. We're sending 50 soldiers right and another 50 soldiers from behind. You know your job. You don't know the full picture. Soldiers have died over this. Because they started asking the general, but wait, people died because he said, but wait, we don't have the big picture. And it's very important. Very often I say, beyond this is not my job. I can present my case, let him decide. This is something that people have to learn. Because very often we feel like, if I really want good, so I fight for what's good. Right, but you have to fight within the realm that's really your realm. Beyond a certain point, if you don't have the full picture, what are you fighting for? Do you really know what's in his benefit and institution's benefit? There's and the same thing within a job. So in Hebrew they call it Rosh Katan, which in English might be do as you're told. So a person always wants to be a person who's in Hebrew called Rosh Gadol. I don't just do as I'm told, I try to go beyond the call of duty, up to a point. Some points going beyond the call of duty and trying to do things because I understand and I know and I want to be the best. Sometimes you're doing what's wrong, you're harming the whole system. And that we had a student here once who had a non-Jewish girlfriend. And all the guys knew about it. And because of the camaraderie, no one bothered telling anyone. So they weren't doing him any service. So the guy was spending a half year at Machon Meir. And then one guy had the guts, 3.5 months into this fellow's learning with us, to walk over me and say, don't tell anyone because all the guys will disown me, but I felt you have to know. And he came and told me. So now I knew. Okay. So I made it my business to forge a very strong relationship with this guy. And he'd walk me. We set up a chavrusa every time I went to pick up my son from Gan. Those were the days. We'd have a walk and talk. And I invested in my relationship with this student more than other students. I knew he was up against the challenge that the other ones were not up against. And the month before he left, he broached the subject with me. And later on, his girlfriend started being in touch with me, and she got interested in gear. And to make a long story short, the guy ended up, today, he keeps mitzvos. And I always say that this other guy saved his life. All his friends made all kinds of calculations. They weren't his friends. They were doing what was good for them, because they felt if they'd come to me, and he would know, so then he would be upset, and he kept it a secret. I didn't come with a 10-foot pole and start hitting him over the head. What's wrong with you? You have a non-Jewish girlfriend? But I could invest correctly in our relationship, and then over time, the relationship could evolve in a way that we were able to work together. And then the girlfriend broke it off with him, and she decided she doesn't want to become Gior. Her father was Jewish. It wasn't whatever, okay. And he kept growing in Judaism, and Baruch Hashem, he kept moving along. But was it their job to do that, or was it their job to do what this other guy did? The one guy who stepped forward and said, hey, this is what's really going on here. No one's telling you, but this is what's going on. He saved his life. Till today, we're in touch all the time, Skype, email, phone. We're in touch. And it wouldn't have happened if not for the guy who stepped forward and said, I don't know. I don't know the full calculation. Do me a favor. Don't shoot me in the back. He told me, I'm trusting you that it shouldn't get back to him. And that, okay, say that, but he did what was right. Sometimes we have to know. And this, he's saying it with regards to Hashem. Hashem gave us mitzvahs, and Hashem said, so you don't understand, right? You don't have the full picture. You don't know why. Okay, it's frustrating. I'd like to know why, but I also have to know to work within the system of what I understand.
Yeah, what if you know? If you...
Just a second, he's waiting, yeah.
Is the Maggid here saying that the entire Torah is a folk, or is it just specifying the...
He's talking about the Chukim. He began by saying, when you encounter a mitzvah that you don't understand, and it seems like it's far beyond your understanding, so then you say, okay, that's a chok.
Right. So what about the non, the logical mitzvahs?
He didn't address them.
Right. So,
Let's wait and hear him out. You want to see the Rishonim on that matter, so look up the Rishonim in Brachos, Megillah, on the Mishnah of Alkan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha. So there you have a big discussion. Over here, I rather hear him out than feed out what others say. So the Magen Midovna continues and says, when a servant doesn't know, ulay ani atatzmo, if he does know, so then ulay ani atatzmo vizdereze le'achak babu erivat pulata, because he likes what it does. Avlim ha'idiyah shlulam imenu, az neida ki ilat asiyato babu ki arva alav mitzvat adonav, But if he doesn't really know why, so then why is he doing it? Because of the person who told him. Because he loves the master. And here the Magen Midovna again in one sentence opened up a Pandora's box, a whole philosophical discussion. Am I supposed to give tzedakah because I care for the poor man? Or because God said so? I don't care. You can drop dead. There's a mitzvah. Come, you're my mitzvah machine. Let me give you a piece of bread. Is that what the Torah wants? I don't care about the Torah. But I'm a human, you know. Let me give you a piece of bread, you poor man. So where's the balance? You have the people who say, I want to be humane. You have the people who say, I don't care. Let them drop dead. The Torah says, let's go do it. I should put a smile on my face. I'll put a smile on my face. Let me go. So the Magen Midovna here opened up something that really requires a longer discussion. The Torah wants you to care. The Torah trains you to care. The Torah has expectations that you do things on the one hand with care, and on the other hand, because the Torah said so. So that's an interesting balance. Is it because the Torah said so, or the way the Torah said? No, because the Torah said so. But I care. Yeah, you should care. So I'm doing it because I care, or because the Torah said so? Both. The Torah wanted you to have both, and to do both.
What about the four species? You were supposed to care about that also? Are you supposed to give
four
it
species?
Right? Is that something that you're supposed to care for, or does you do the Torah that commands you
to? I think that's a mitzvah. You don't have any feelings for a palm tree. I don't think so. even though the Medrash does say that there are certain whales that pierce the planet, and one of them is the wailing of a fruit tree that's cut down. So there is this idea of a certain concept that when you cut down a tree that could bear fruit, you have to appreciate something's. You did something here. There was life you cut down. There's a Jew I know that when he goes to the barber, he says, you took a piece of my life. And when he goes to the dentist and has a tooth pulled out, he says, now you took a limb of my life. And there's truth to that too.
Wasn't that like a road dose store or something?